Person of the Year, the TDRI has shown rational debate is the key to healing a fractured nation. Last year, the Bangkok Post nominated flood volunteers as our Persons of the Year for the selfless acts which they performed in helping the many thousands of people hit by the big floods. This year, the second time we have named anyone for their outstanding contributions to society, we again name not a single individual, but the collection of academics and thinkers who make up the Thailand Development Research Institute, or TDRI. The think tank shows we can still agree to disagree on the big issues confronting us, as it puts forward competing ideas for the public to debate. Over the past 6 years, social divisions among Thais have widened, particularly when it comes to political and public policy issues. People seem to have a tendency to act emotionally and base their actions on already formed prejudices when dealing with differences, rather than using rational debate, resulting in frequent street protests and even violence. And the situation seems to be getting worse. But amid the widening social conflict, there is cause for hope. Over the past year, some important academic works on controversial issues were widely discussed and able to get the attention they deserved, thanks to the efforts of the Institute. The TDRI studies on the government rice pledging scheme and 3G auction are eminent works which gained wide attention from the public. Whether the TDRI's conclusions are right or wrong is up to the reader, as all academic works can be challenged. But the Institute's working approach and its impact on our society encouraged an intense debate among members of the Bangkok Post's editorial committee before it voted the Institute as the Person of the Year for 2012. Established in 1984, the TDRI is an independent research institute focusing on economic and public policy research. The organization provides research, information, and recommendations to the government, private sector, the public, and international organizations. The intellectual debates that took place between the leading academic Niti Usangwang and fellow TDRI academics over the Institute's study of the rice pledging scheme is a prime example of how our divided society should approach issues we disagree on. The TDRI opposes the scheme while Professor Niti supports it, but both offered well-researched reasons to back their arguments. The study on the 3G auction, which was held by the National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, or NBTC, this year, is another good example of how to scrutinize controversial issues. The study, which argues the NBTC deal benefits private operators more than the public at large, was widely used as a basis to engage in discussions about the auction by many people at various levels of society. The TDRI's studies have not only gained attention from academics and policymakers, but also members of the public. This is because the works, despite being academic papers, are presented in layman's terms, which are easy to understand. As a result, the studies have helped educate people about controversial subjects and enable them to debate complicated issues based on rational and academic grounds instead of emotional prejudice. The TDRI's research gained limited recognition in the past, but a shift in its approach to reach out to society by using various media this year enabled a larger number of people to gain access to its research works. This change became more apparent after the Institute appointed Somkiat Thongkitvanit, formerly its vice president, as its new president on October 1st. Dr. Somkit, a prominent researcher in the telecommunications field, announced that with the support of renowned economists and former TDRI presidents such as Amar Siemwala, Cholongpop Susankon, and Nippon Puapongsakon, the think tank would offer more research written by strong academics while at the same time trying to attract the public's interest. Responding to the Bangkok Post decision to choose the TDRI as its Person of the Year, Dr. Somkiat said the institute will focus on cooperation with the public, as well as with private groups and civic groups, to conduct public policy research to push the country forward. The institute will focus on four areas: economic reform, education development, anti-corruption policies, and fiscal discipline. However, the agency has also faced criticism that some of its research, particularly its work on the rice pledging scheme, is politically motivated. Based on its study, the TDRI has criticized the Yingluck Shinawatra administration's rice scheme, claiming it is wasteful and will harm the country's finances. The TDRI says the rice pledging scheme will swell public debt and cause the government to suffer a financial loss of up to 300 billion baht. The government has said the TDRI's response is predictable.